Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Tiffany. How may I help you?
Hi. My daughter went on to, I guess we're signed up for this thing that we never intend to be signed it up for. And I called a few days ago and I told them I wanted my money back. And she said, you know, that it was returned and everything, but I still haven't gotten my money back. And I know that a lot of places, they can put your money back right away because they can take it right away.
Okay,
And I don't.
we don't put it back right away, ma'am. Let me get the account pulled up. What's your first and last name?
Tanya Robinson.
Okay, verify your shipping address.
82 Gilkerson Lane, Early Branch, South Carolina, 29916.
Okay, thank you. And so this is the account that's for the 5th of February. It's from that sweepstakes offer that was taken for the iPad. I
Yeah.
see where you called in on the 5th. Yes, ma'am, you did that fraud claim. They did process the refund of the $49.89. That was the 7th, which would have been yesterday. So it can take 3 to 5 business days to get that refund.
And so, when is that? When is the 3 to 5 days?
3 to 5 business days is how long it can take for you to get it. Sometime it might come in sooner, but that's the estimate time, 3 to 5 business days.
Yeah, because that put my account in the hole, and now I'm being hit with $35 overdraft fees.
Yeah, they
So,
refunded it.
what's that?
Okay, I was just trying to see. Yeah, they refunded. I can see where the refund went through. It looks like it didn't go through to the 7th though. So it might come in before the 5 business days.
Well, she told me that she refunded it that day. Is that right?
No, you called in on the 5th, and that's when you did that fraud claim. It looks like the corporate office did not refund that charge until the 7th.
Why?
Now that I'm really not for sure. I'm just going by the count and I can see when the refund was issued and that was the 7th, and I can see when the fraud claim was put in through and that was the 5th. Now that could be the reason why, because you did a fraud claim and they have to get all that paperwork done and sent over and then they're able to issue the refund.
She said I had to do a fraud claim.
If you're stating you didn't sign up for the service, then yes, ma'am, you do.
My daughter thought she was going to get an iPad for a dollar, goodness knows, and she did that, and then she told me, and I'm like, oh wow, that's, you know, kind of hard to believe, but I immediately went to my account and I see where they withdrew the $49.89. And I'm like, oh no. No. You know, so is it, can I talk to somebody in the other office that didn't process it until 2 days later?
I can
Is that
send you
possible?
over this. It's still going to take 3 to 5 business days to go back.
But if it would have went in the day I called and canceled, it shouldn't be that much longer, right?
That was on the 5th when you called in, which was when was the 5th? That was on a Saturday, so it has still been about the same amount, and that could be the reason why they didn't refund it until that Monday, because you called in on that Saturday, and refunds do not go through on weekends, only on weekdays. So that could be the reason why it wasn't processed until that Monday.
Yesterday. Okay. That's all I need. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am, you're more than welcome. Thank you for calling customer service. Enjoy your day.
You too.
All right,
Bye-bye.
thank you, bye.